Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nancy Rozanoff is back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're excited. Nancy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 10 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. She is our intuition expert. She's the author of Well, the first book that I know about is The Complete Idiot's Guide to Making Money Through Intuition. That ought to perk your ears up a little bit. And then the next book is called Knowing When It's Right, an intuitive approach to improving relationships. And she's our good friend, Nancy Rozanoff. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good
All
to
the
have,
best to you.
Good to have you back. It's always a pleasure. We've missed you. Okay, it's been a while since we talked.
Yes.
What have you been working on lately? What are you thinking? What do we need to know about intuition that we haven't already talked about?
Well, just listening to the title of your new book and thinking about intuition, I bet we're on the same track, even though I haven't had a chance to read it yet. But think about the power of not knowing. When we don't know, when we approach a situation...
Wait a minute, let me get my head around it. The power of not knowing.
Yes, that's right.
That's unintuitive, isn't it?
No, it isn't. That's actually very intuitive because okay. if you listen to it this way, if you come to a situation and you think you know the answer,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to learn anything.
You're right about that.
And so when we come to a situation or approach or any moment in our lives, really, the best thing to know is to know that we don't know.
Where you and I are aligned on this one, Nancy, is I talk about the power of failure sometimes.
Yes, I think it's similar. Well, and if you're going to be oriented to your customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to approach it with you don't know what they need, you don't know what they're wanting.
Mm-hmm.
You have to listen to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know who said this first is actually Socrates.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the wisest people of his
yep.
time. And he said, the one thing I know is that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Zen people say, those who know don't know, and those who don't know will come to know. So that sounds confusing.
And the butt of a lot of jokes are people that we call don't know squares.
That's right.
I mean, they don't know that they don't know.
That's right. Well, that's the worst, right?
But
if you think you know, but you don't really know, then you're really in danger.
Mm-hmm. Or also the unconscious incompetent. That's another level.
That's right.
So I like this, the power of not knowing.
Yes.
You're right, that is powerful. And I mean, think about this, folks. How many of you out there, like me, could sit there and say, as you stand there in your business right now, having had maybe a little success, and you're saying, boy, I'm glad I didn't know then what I know now. or Nancy,
mm-hmm.
I've had people say to me, how did you do that? And I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
That's right, exactly. So that's
I didn't know I wasn't
wise,
supposed
right?
to. Uh-huh.
So this is what we're trying to understand, and this is part of the intuitive process. What are we really talking about here? Right? We're talking about that there, and this goes back to intuition as cognition, that when we have a mental framework that thinks we know all the answers or thinks we have to be good or oriented towards certain things, or certain things have to happen in order for
mm-hmm.
us to get to where we want, we're really in trouble because we've stopped being open. We've stopped being open-minded and receptive, which are key qualities. And also, the other quality that we've stopped is humility.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have humility, receptivity, and open-mindedness, we're not going to be able to hear the inspired ideas
mm-hmm.
that come to us.
And
the beginning of intuition.
Well, and all of this, none of this means anything If also, Nancy, if you don't recognize that whatever you're doing, wherever you are in your life, whatever part of your life we're talking about, your personal life, your faith life, your business career,
yes,
all of that is each one of those are journeys.
That's right, exactly.
And yes. and you're gonna when you crest the next hill or go around the next curve, you're gonna see landscape you haven't seen before.
Yes. That's right. And you don't know what's ahead. You don't know what's possible.
Yeah,
and we're
like
always limiting ourselves, right? We're always limiting ourselves, and we don't even know it.
Well, don't you think there are two things going on there when we limit ourselves? One is I can save time because really I already know this. That's one thing.
That's right. Yeah.
And the second thing is just a matter of fear of one of my friends used to say, be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Exactly.
Sometimes we fear that, don't we?
That's right. Exactly.
Because what we might learn could disrupt what we've become comfortable with.
Yes, that's right. That's right. We're so concerned, and fear really is we're so concerned about getting what we want or what we think should happen.
So is fear the thing we have to slay in order to accomplish this to learn something? Is that what
we're
going
to slay? Well, I don't think it's possible to slay fear, but I do think it's possible to understand it and to transcend it.
Mm-hmm.
That we can recognize. You have to recognize when we're frightened,
mm-hmm.
and that's when we have to stop and not take action out of being frightened, out
mm-hmm.
of fear.
But sometimes fear is a motivator. If
well,
you're an entrepreneur, sometimes, I mean, I wrote an article about this. Sometimes fear is a motivator.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you don't let it become dominant.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but by fear is motivating us. Fear, we can know fear is present and not let it stop us.
Right.
It can help us. I think it can make us more alert.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean.
If we're aware that we're frightened, then actually we're aware that we don't know, right?
And I'll tell you one thing I do know for sure, Nancy. If you don't have the ability to be comfortable with what you don't know and move forward not knowing it all, you cannot be an entrepreneur.
No, that's true. You can hardly do anything then. You can't be a parent either.
You're probably right.
You are right about that.
No question. Hey, Nancy, what's your give us your website, please.
Okay, it's my name. It's www.rosanoff.com.
All right, and Rosanoff has one S and two Fs. Rosanoff.com. Going to take a quick break. More of this after these messages with our good friend Nancy Rosanoff. It's all about the power of not knowing, the power of intuition.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.